ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from former President Ronald Reagan criticizing trade tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
Trump writing on social media he thought Canada was trying to interfere with a Supreme Court decision considering the legality of his tariffs. The Ronald Reagan Foundation and Institute says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. Major travel mess up overnight due to a computer malfunction at Alaska Airlines. This traveler frustrated.
We are trying to get back to Portland. Had the last Alaska IT outage in June, put me out, so I didn't fly Alaska for a while, and now we're going through it again.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is in London right now for talks with 24 European leaders on ending the war. He's also met with the king at Windsor. Sources in Paris tell ABC News detectives have collected a lot of DNA on the Louvre jewelry robbery. This is ABC News. Retailer Target has been struggling lately, and now they're announcing job cuts to try to right the ship.
Target will lay off about 1,800 headquarters workers, or 8% of its corporate team, in what it calls a necessary step toward rebuilding growth. That according to a memo obtained by ABC News. The shakeup comes as company veteran Michael Fiedelke prepares to take over as CEO in February. Fiedelke says too many layers of slow decisions and stifled ideas. Managers will feel the brunt of the cuts. Target says it wants to rewire the organization and make quicker moves after years of sluggish sales and recent backlash over ending diversity policies. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Trump administration has finalized a plan to open up the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. Four lease sales within the refuge will be distributed over the next decade. Environmentalists say they are worried about the pristine land being destroyed. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Time to clean out the medicine cabinet and dispose of those old drugs safely. This weekend is National Drug Takeback Day. Here in Green Bay, you have several options to drop off unwanted or expired medications. Tomorrow, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., you can take them to Entrance 2 at Aurora Baker Medical Center, Amplify Health by Bellin across Webster from the hospital's main entrance, or near the emergency department entrance at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. You can find more locations on the Brown County website, as well as year-round drop-off sites. Health officials say leaving old medications at home can be dangerous for children, older adults, and people with mental health or substance abuse disorders. Now's your chance to see that Packers movie everyone's been talking about. Tonight, Bay Park Cinema is hosting a special screening of the documentary No Packers, No Life. Former Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy will even be there for a Q&A at 6:30. As WGBW News first told you about at the beginning of this month, the documentary follows a passionate group of Packers fans, not in Wisconsin, but in the heart of Tokyo. These fans live, breathe, and bleed green and gold, even getting up at 2 a.m. to watch the Packers game. That's game time in Japan, with the time difference. The movie is scheduled to run at Bay Park Square and Green Bay East Marcus Cinemas through Tuesday, October 8th. But the film's director told Nightlight's Pete Schwabe this week it could run longer. Speaking of the Packers, they're heading to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers and former Packers QB Aaron Rodgers, in case you hadn't heard. Titletown's been buzzing about the matchup all week, and last night Rodgers may have added a bit of fuel to the fire by revealing that he does plan to retire as a Green Bay Packer when the time comes. Not a big surprise there. Former Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy confirmed a while back that Rodgers, number 12, will be retired at Lambeau, again, when the time is appropriate. For now, Coach LaFleur has made it clear that the Packers are playing the Steelers on Sunday, not just Aaron Rodgers. But when they do, they'll have a fierce quarterback hunter Micah Parsons coming off his personal record 3-sack game last week with a personal goal to sack Rodgers before the 4-time MVP retires. Should be football at its finest for Sunday Night Football kickoff at 7:20 on NBC. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
a Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
And 32 degrees, 709. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. I love you more today than yesterday. But then we just met an hour ago, so.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't
stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. You might be able to tell it in my voice, maybe not, but I'm still fighting off a little bit of cold. But, I'll be in great shape by the Packer game. Oh, I'll be in real good shape by the Packer game on Sunday night. But I digress. Hey, listen, we got special programs here on the weekends, and it starts with Lean Local, hosted by Green Bay Mayor... The former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt talking about Green Bay area issues. New Wisco weekend on Sunday morning at 8. This week talking about the gigantic pumpkins, which become a thing in Wisconsin this time of the year. Halloween safety, deer crashes. Pete Schwabe has a classic movie pick. Amanda Nimmer talks about candy trick-or-treaters. And there are... favorite candies, and there are despised candies. We'll probably go over that list with Connie a little later on. Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, Sunday morning from 9 until 10, talks about family, health, politics. Always On Point is a local real estate show hosted by Kristen Ambos. That is Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. So a great Sunday lineup starting at 7 a.m. for 4 hours. Lots to learn, lots to unpack, and it's only here on 97.9 WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Well, the south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy, morning trouble. You see, you stand about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the men just call him Sir. And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than the junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler, and he like his fancy clothes, and he like Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than a
News, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Carole King wrote this years before her Tapestry album. Here are the Chiffons. Local News, Timeless Hits, 97.9. WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Remember the Linda Ronstadt experience tonight at the Meyer Theater. I'll see you there. Oh, we play good music. Here's Johnny Rivers, WGBW.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. You say, or you will give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Slip while kissing persuasive lips. The odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay East High School students, parents, and supporters gathered at Joanne's Park yesterday with one clear message: bring back Nico. Nico Sela, the school's football coach, was placed on administrative leave the day before East High School's biggest football game of the year, the 120-year-old rivalry between Green Bay's East and West High Schools. Sela's wife said the allegations against him have to do with giving students rides home and undermining staff to students, according to WBAY. Superintendent Vicki Byer sent a letter to families saying the district respects the students' and community's right to have their voices heard. Byer said the district cannot talk about the situation as it's a personnel matter. State Attorney General candidate Eric Toney made a stop in Green Bay yesterday, just days after he announced his campaign for the position. Toney talked with law enforcement. Brown County District Attorney Dave Lassay endorsed Toney, saying he puts public safety over politics. This is Republican Toney's second run for the office. He lost to Democrat Josh Call, the incumbent attorney general, in 2022. Call announcing earlier this month he will seek a third term as the state's top law enforcement official. The coolest thing made in Wisconsin is, from right here in Northeast Wisconsin, of course, the Search and Rescue 1000 Island Airboat made in Marion.
took the prize this year. Four of eight finalists in the Coolest Thing competition were from our neck of the woods. Carbliss No Sugar Cocktail and Sargento Sliced Cheese, both from Plymouth, were in the running, and Cruiser Yachts, produced in Oconto. The finalists were chosen out of 150 products nominated this year. With news in the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
You talk about the coolest things in Wisconsin.
That's right.
Let's expand to Halloween candy in general.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you a little while to think about this.
All right.
What do you think are the least favorite and the most favorite candies this season?
I think I know.
What's making a comeback?
Ooh. Titillating.
We'll talk about that before the morning's out. Connie Feldman with the news here on 97.9 WGBW.
Is there still any holiday demand out there to help drive dairy higher? Good question. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's a question that's difficult to answer these days. We're going to find out why next.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Cody Koster, a dairy analyst with EverAg, is asking himself, is there still some holiday demand out there that could help drive dairy higher? He said trying to come to a conclusion is difficult these days without critical information from the federal government.
I think there is still a little bit of holiday demand right ahead of us. We've been told recently there's a few companies that are kind of hand-to-mouth on spot because, you know, 3 months ago, everyone was talking about how far we were going to slip in cheese going towards $1.50, and we never quite got there. And I think there was a lot of companies that were sitting back waiting to get down to $1.50 and then buying at that price. And when we never got there, as we get closer to the holidays, they're like, well, we're kind of a little bit low on inventory. We should probably get something bought in right now.
Cody Koster, he's a dairy analyst with EverAg. He said if that holiday demand is going to kick in on dairy, it better happen pretty quickly. He said it takes time for that cheese to make it from the manufacturer into the slicing, cutting, and wrapping process before it arrives at potential retail locations. Markets are next.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Mixed trading in dairy on Thursday. Barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and a half to 172.5, while AA butter gained a penny and three quarters to 156 and a quarter per pound. November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 4 this morning, 1747. December's up 9, 1694. Currently, December corn's down a penny and a half at 426. November soybeans are down a half at 1044. July new crop wheat up a half. Currently, $5.50 a bushel. Looking for more food and farming news? Check out MidwestFarmReport.com anytime. I'm PM Yonke. Green
Bay weather. It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Get it.
Local news time was 97.9 WGBW, said Dan proudly. Tonight, hope to see you at the Meyer Theater for the Linda Ronstadt Experience. I'll be there. Stop me, say hi, please. Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. I'm working now on getting the timeless commercial of the day. And this one inspired a rock song. This part of this jingle was included in a rock song back in the day. The jingle first, then the rock song. You'd think it might have been the other way around. A rock song might have inspired the jingle. No. This was a well-known jingle that got placed into... Connie's curious now. That got placed into a very prominent top 10 rock song. And we'll play that for you about half an hour from now here. Poor Connie. That's coming up about 8:15 this morning here on 97.9 WGBW.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did you know it's almost National Make a Difference Day? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And you can make your National Make a Difference Day great locally by joining the Green Bay Conservation Corps at John Muir Park. On Saturday, October 25th from 9 till 12, they're going to be at the park to remove invasive species in preparation for a nature trail. They ask you wear long pants and closed-toed shoes. This event is open to all ages and abilities, so sign up in advance, head to WGBW.FM and click events.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be?
Oh,
greatest timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. One of the best soundtrack albums of all time came out mid-80s. 84, I think, to The Big Chill. In fact, I have a copy of the vinyl cover, the entire album, framed in my office. Here's one of the songs from that amazing soundtrack. Here are the Rascals on 97.9 WGBW.
1, 2, 3.
Good love.
epic commercial. The original by Pilot.
I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from President Ronald Reagan's radio address criticizing tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House.
President Trump calling the ad fake and the Reagan Presidential Library posting last night that it misrepresents the presidential address and the government of Ontario did not get permission to use it. There is no response yet this morning from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
This is day 24 of the government shutdown. Federal workers will be missing their first full paycheck since it began. This hour, we're getting new inflation numbers. Those will be used to set Social Security adjustments for the next year. Satellite images now show the entire east wing of the White House is gone, torn down to make room for the 90,000-square-foot Trump ballroom. This is ABC News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in London for talks with about two dozen European leaders who have pledged military help against any future Russian aggression following any possible ceasefire in Ukraine. A convicted murderer from Alabama was put to death last night using a controversial new method of execution. ABC's Jim Ryan has the details.
Anthony Boyd spent more than half his life on Alabama's death row, insisting he did not participate in the grisly murder of a man in 1993 and appealing directly to Kay Ivey.
Governor Ivey, this is Anthony Boyd, the guy that you have scheduled an execution for October the 23rd.
Despite his appeals, the 54-year-old was put to death last night, not by lethal injection, but with nitrogen gas. That method has now been used in eight